Christopher Columbus's DNA to shed light on his origins, date modified colon 2024-10-11 T23 colon 09 colon 45.813 Z, description colon research seeking to solve the mystery of the legendary explorer's birthplace will feature in a documentary, comma dot. Christopher Columbus's DNA to shed light on his origins, RTV, DNA samples were taken in 2003 from the bones of Columbus, known in Spanish as Cristobal Colon, and his son Hernando, more than 5 centuries after he reshaped history by opening up the New World to European exploration. Scientists say they are ready to reveal the truth about the origins of Christopher Columbus. The explorer reached the Americas in 1492 with the support of the Spanish crown. But although mainstream history books describe him as a native of Genoa, uncertainty has surrounded his provenance and many countries and regions have claimed him as their own. Now, after more than 2 decades of research, scientists say they have enough evidence to solve the argument over the birthplace of Columbus. In 2003, Jose Copyright Antonio Laurent, professor of forensic medicine at Granada University, and the historian Marshall Castro, exhumed what were believed to the remains of Columbus from Seville Cathedral to take DNA samples. They also took DNA from the bones of his son, Hernando, and brother, Diego. Since then they have compared the DNA with that of historical figures from different countries and regions in order to solve the mystery, using technological advances to ensure the veracity of the results. Getty Images, Columbus and his expedition made landfall in 1492, the answer is expected to be revealed in a documentary film due to be shown by Spain's national broadcaster RTV on Saturday, which is a national holiday marking Columbus's arrival in the Americas. Ahead of the broadcast of the film, billed as a documentary thriller, the forensic team has revealed one result of its research, that the remains exhumed from Seville were indeed those of the explorer. The Dominican Republic has long claimed that it is host to his body and a mausoleum is dedicated to him in the city of Santo Domingo. In presenting this finding, Professor Laurent said that we have been able to prove beyond all doubt, with new technology, the previously unconfirmed theory that the remains in Seville are those of Christopher Columbus. However, the team has said it is possible that some remains of the explorer are in the Dominican Republic, which did not cooperate with the project. But Columbus's birthplace is the biggest enigma. Getty Images, researchers say they have definitively confirmed that the bones buried in Seville's cathedral belong to Christopher Columbus. The widely accepted theory is that he was born in Genoa, in 1451, to a family of wool weavers. In 1492, he led an expedition backed by Spain's Catholic monarchs seeking to establish a new route to the Far East. Instead, he reached the Caribbean, marking the beginning of a period of European contact with the Americas which would lead to conquest and settlement, and the deaths of many millions of indigenous people due to diseases and war. It is widely accepted that Columbus died in 1506 in the northern Spanish city of Valladolid. There have been an estimated 25 or so separate claims regarding where he was born, including from Poland, Scotland, Hungary, and Scandinavia. However, Professor Laurent's team whittled the candidates down to 8 possible birthplaces in Spain, Portugal, and Italy. The process has involved comparing Columbus's DNA with that of individuals believed to be his relatives in these locations. Following Columbus, the team trying to rewrite the explorer's route, how Christopher Columbus became a hate figure for many online, the northwestern Spanish region of Galicia is on the short list. So too is the Balearic island of Mallorca, with the theory that Columbus was the illegitimate son of the Prince of Viana, brother of King Ferdinand, who endorsed his breakthrough voyage. Another hypothesis proposes that Columbus was a Jew from the Mediterranean port city of Valencia. His obscure early life, according to this theory, can be explained by the fact that he sought to hide his Jewish background to avoid persecution by the fervently Catholic Spanish monarchs. Elsewhere in Spain, there are also claims by the regions of Navarre and Castilla-La Mancha to Columbus's provenance. In Portugal, one theory states that the explorer was a nobleman pirate whose real name was Pedro de Atata. RTVE has provided tantalizing clues ahead of the broadcast, including that the results will revolutionize everything we have studied about Columbus. However, Marshall Castro, who was involved in the project, said in a teaser film that he saw the traditional Genovese theory as the most obvious one to back as a historian. In a statement, Professor Laurent said that his team was still analyzing very important recent data which would not affect the content of the documentary but would have scientific significance and would be presented in November along with the full results of his team's research. The program ADN. Su verdadero origen, Columbus's DNA, his true origins, goes out on Spain's TVE1 on Saturday at 22:30, 2030 GMT, Spain.